Thank you.
Thank you, David.
David, that Ringo Starr thing has been debated forever.
Yeah, but he was still a Beatle. I mean, no matter what, you can say, was he the best, the worst, or whatever, but he was still a Beatle. Speaking of which, Maya, you look festive and Hawaiian today.
Well, you know, we're allowed to act out these roles and express, and I
so hope what are you?
Happy.
Well, actually, Linda and I talked a little bit about how we were going to coordinate today, and we knew it would be a little warm. I think actually this is
hot.
Probably
we knew it would be hot.
The hottest day in here that we've had in 11 years or close to it. It's a little warm this afternoon, but you get used to it. And it feels good with everybody. We'll all just sweat together, and end of the day we'll smell together.
My
toes are sweating.
I also wanted to be able to say, hey, honey, you want to lay?
You should have done that to Adamus. Hey, big boy, you want to get a lay?
He doesn't need to get the wrong idea.
But thank you. Actually, we wore it because of a little announcement we're going to be making later. So you can guess what it might be.
Something maybe back on our calendar?
Yes, we're going to Iceland. not right now. Not until they clean up that smoke. And Kathy, thank you for the beautiful song. It's tough to do Over the Rainbow in front of this group because the expectations are very, very high. And it is kind of like a Chambra theme song. I don't know how that ever developed, but we started playing it at some of the events, and you did a beautiful job. So thank you for being here today.
You know, I think everybody really appreciates that song.
And David, it does feel like we've been gone for a while. We're so used to being in this pattern of first Saturday of every month, and last month we were in Munich, and it was hot there also.
No, it was more than hot. It was hot and humid.
You know, up here at 8,000 feet elevation, which is about, 2,600 meters or something, it's warm, it's hot, but it's usually not very humid. In Munich, it was really
sweltering
humid, and you put 300 Chambra in a room that's really not air-conditioned to the same standard that we have here.
No, it really wasn't air-conditioned.
I think there was a fan in the ceiling, but it was really warm. But that was fun. I look at the evolution of the Midsummer Conferences over the years, and every year we end the conference and sit around and drink a beer and say, how can we ever top that, we collectively? How can we ever top that? How could you have topped the Quantum Leap? I mean, that was magnificent. But we did last year with Tobias' departure. Unbelievable. This year was beyond words, and we have some video. We have a lot of video we're going to show in just a little bit. But you can see how actually, I think it was Adamus or Katumi, I forgot which one, said it sets a standard for gatherings for Chambra. It wasn't a lot of talk. It was a lot of just having fun. It was amazing. So we enter into our... Oh, we got to take a deep breath for this, please. Take a deep breath. We enter into our 12th series. Can you believe it? 12? That's what would you call it? Held back, like,
You know, there are people that are really trying to just take in what this last season has been about and what they gained and gathered. And I will tell you that I have had some direct confrontation from people or even just inquiry. And they have said, you know, it's really been hard with the monthly meetings because they said Adamus acts like he could hardly give a rat's butt about anybody other than those specifically in this room.
Oh.
And that he does all this little personal interaction, and he forgets these thousands of people tuned in.
No, he does. He talks right to the camera.
Tuned in to the webcam. I'm just telling you the static I'm taking.
But what are people saying? Are you...
They feel left out. Like Adamus is just so into himself and in the moment, in the space, that he doesn't reach out.
Well, they could come here.
Well, they said, you know, that's always not practical.
But what's the solution?
I'm just throwing it out there knowing that, you know, Adamus will give me a whooping for it later. But, you know, I'm just repeating what people are asking me.
But I don't understand what we can do about it. I mean...
I'm just throwing it out there. I know the boss can talk about it if he wants.
We travel around. We go to different places. People see him live. I mean, I think they're just jealous.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I mean, I think it's just...
I'm just...
a little jealous.
Throwing it out there. The boss can address
actually,
it later.
Actually, and if you could look at it from another perspective, those who come here in person are bold and fearless.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to get... declothed or laughed at or humiliated in front of called a liar. I mean, and you know this is kind of what is it, masochistic or sadistic, one of those strange things, or I don't know the difference between
both.
My S and M. Yeah, I confused.
We could talk
two.
About it later.
Well, but okay, let's take a moment here and absolutely welcome everybody who's listening in online. Let's just bring their energy through cameras, through the internet, right here to the room.
Welcome,
so let's take a deep breath
and let's
hoot
and
holler.
Present.
Say, okay, woo, welcome. Woo! 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 I think the moral in this story is you can choose to be wherever you want. You know, in consciousness, we had a gathering.
I'm going to store that answer for some other time.
We had a gathering the other night on Blog Talk Radio on Joe Rombolo's show, and that was a good show. That was just knockout, two-hour show. And Joe said we absolutely filled the chat room to capacity instantly. We were getting emails from all around the world. I don't know how many thousands. I think Joe said immediately after the channel, there was like 2,300 downloads immediately after, plus the people listening. So
we knocked it offline.
But the moral of the story is that it was just Linda and I sitting in our living room in our underwear. Well, I was in my underwear. She was also in my underwear.
That's
that.
The
Dave, did you get a shot of that? You just have to stay focused on her face today.
Actually, truthfully,
no.
I will tell you that's not true. And do you know why?
Why?
I do have boundaries with Adamus.
Oh, that's true. No, we were just in our living room, properly dressed, of
Thank
course.
You.
And
you're the only
show,
one for me, honey.
It was just
you're the only
of,
one.
It was just the two of us connected with people all over the world. The energy was so amazing. You didn't need to be in our living room. All you had to do was be in that energy. You could touch it. You could
it was
taste
wonderful.
It. I mean, it was. And then on top of that, Adamus warned us ahead of time. He said, "We're going to do an experience tonight." He didn't say what, but he said, "We're going to do an experience, and so get ready." And then he got into it and started going into the experience, and he said, "Okay, we're going to start." You know, kind of like on the count of three. One, two, three, and the audio on the internet totally went out.
He amuses himself with chaos.
It was appropriate. Linda's, she was connected to Gmail, had nothing to do with the webcast, just totally independent. That went out at the same time. Later at the end of the show, the power in our house went off, and there was no storms in the area, no reason for it to. We cooked some energy during that time. And it was really funny because you'd have to listen to the download, but Adamus's point was about going beyond. And there were some people in the chat room or listening who, like, oh, what's wrong? I don't get internet, and the sound went off, and, you know, they got all in anxiety. But a big group of Shambra said, oh, this is so appropriate. It's absolutely, if you listen to it, it was absolutely appropriate. And then when the experience was done, Adamus said, okay, we're through with that experience, the audio came back up.
And my Gmail came back up. And the Gmail was, we said, send us an email so we can see where you're from. And that Gmail came right back up almost at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's no relationship, but you can see the timing of when the emails came in, when they stopped, and when they started back up. It was really wild.
But to continue with your point, people
Which
not
one?
Being able to be here, But they can if they want. They can either hop on an airplane and join us, as many of you here today have done, which we'll hear about in just a moment, or just bring your energy here. You don't have to have the physical body, the bones and the flesh, but you can bring all of the attributes of your physicality anywhere you want to go, anywhere you want. And you do it by just taking a deep breath, making a choice, and going over the rainbow. So we invite everybody who's at home listening today or wherever you happen to be to do that. Let's fill this room up. Just bring some cool air with you today. So anyway, moving right along. I haven't done this in a couple months, so I'm out of practice. How do you?
Oh,
here's the
button.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, this is the Crimson Circle, by the way, in case you were wondering. This is the beginning of a new series. It's Series 12, which is pretty amazing by itself. And we are a global affiliation of whatever. But we are...
you know
whatever
what?
You want. I mean, teachers, you know, anything. But
that is absolutely the most perfect description you've ever given.
Well, who knows? I don't think there's
Why
a label that
it?
You can put us on us anymore. We just, yeah. We're,
18 years of happily whatever after.
Exactly. On our way to wherever. And but that, you know, and Linda and I have said this many times, but there is an energy of Chambra that is unmistakable. I had to be a little cautious on the show the other night because Joe asked Linda and I what the difference between Chambra and these other names were. And I really wanted to say, they're the most incredible, crazy...
You were trying not to be too exclusive.
I know, but it was hard. I had to bite my tongue.
I know,
said,
I
we're all the same. We're all the... It's like, no, we're not. Chambra are... They rock. I mean, when we show up in a new city, a new country, we check into the hotel, even before we know that somebody's going to be attending the workshop, it's like, oh, that Chambra over there and that Chambra. There is something in
You can run, but you can't hide.
there's something in the eyes and in the energy. You'll see it today in the video. It's unmistakable. Yeah, we've all gone through a hell of a lot, but you know what? We asked for it, and we're damn proud of it.
and speak for yourself.
You know, there's been times I know everyone here and listening online has felt depressed, alone, wondering what the hell we're doing here, felt like this is some great big delusion. But then, you know, you just let go. You come back into trust and love with yourself, and suddenly everything kind of rebalances on a new level, and you go, oh, that wasn't so bad. That was pretty... Oh. Give it to me harder next time. You know? No. We don't speak those words no more.
Yeah, speak for yourself, boo.
No, I think now it's
speak
like...
Speak for yourself, dude.
I handled it. I don't need to do it anymore.
Better.
I have nothing to prove.
I'm going to add a piece to that, too. It's interesting to me because when I talk to people, and no matter... Almost most phases of anything they're going through, almost no one ever says, he said, would you go back and be satisfied with what you didn't know, with what you didn't know and living that way? And everybody says, no, I couldn't go back. This maybe sucks, or this is really great, or this is going pretty rough, but nobody says I'd go back.
You know, and it's funny you mention this because I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night, and it was one of those crazy, frustrating, but very real dream. I had a hard time when I woke up determining which one was reality. You ever do that these days? Like, it was so real, but I was back in our hometown visiting. We were doing a workshop there, and Linda and I were checking out a restaurant in the meeting room for the group of Chambra who was coming in. And it was funny because everybody back in our hometown, which was very, very white, for lack of better words, very...
Catholic, Lutheran,
you know, it's mid-America.
Methodist.
Everybody there spoke a foreign language, and I was so frustrated because they were all talking in these foreign languages. And when I woke up, I was trying to figure out, what did that mean? Well, it means you can't go back. And even if you did, it's going to be really foreign to you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? Like that. That's what I thought when I woke up. And it's like, you just can't go back.
You can't
go
back.
So even if you tried going back to your old self, I think it would seem foreign and it would be frustrating. And
I got pictures, honey.
Yeah. Anyway, so enough of my dreams. How about yours? Anyway, we have quite a group here today, a little live action cam off of the Eisenhower Tunnel shot of Colorado for those who are watching it online. That's not really live. No, it's just a video clip. But this is Colorado in the summer, one of the most beautiful places in the world. I think the only other place that I've seen that kind of matches it is outside of Salzburg, Austria, where they filmed Sound of Music. And
it's very beautiful.
We went up to see where Gerhardt and Inat live. They live up in Salam Sea outside of Salzburg. It was beautiful. But like Colorado, it snows a lot during the winter. So anyway, this is our shot of Colorado, and we have a lot of guests and visitors today from outside of Colorado. I was going through the list last night, and we have quite a few.
Yeah. Do you want to go through it real quick?
Yeah, please.
We have Rachel Gerson from Winnipeg.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello,
how are
Rachel.
You? Good to see you again. You look younger every time we see you. That's
We have Marianne Ang from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Good to see you again. So we got a lot of Canadians today, eh?
Eh? And I don't think Okamura made it, or Ida. Did either one make it? Okay.
Okamura from Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's her last name.
Yeah.
It's Kinko. Stephen Green from Canyon Country, California.
Good man, Steve.
Hi, Stephen.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
How is California these days? Yeah, and there's some interesting energies in California right now. I think they're doing that teeter-totter thing. Linda and I used to live there many years ago. I won't tell you how many ago, but many. But I watch the news now, and I kind of feel into the energy. Oh, is that going in some interesting ways?
It's a pretty intense place.
Yeah.
Fires and floods and earthquakes.
Well, and the Proposition 8 vote recently and all the... Wow, and the financial thing, so yeah, welcome here. Colorado, relatively peaceful and quiet.
Drove back last night. Oh. Arrived here, and the sun came up.
Yeah.
It is glorious, isn't it?
Glad to have you.
Carol Muth is here, also from Livermore, California.
Carol, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Haven't seen you in a while.
And we have the Hansons, Jackie and Helen from Oceanside and Orange, California.
Good, a lot of Californians
nice to
today.
You.
Wow,
yeah.
Good to see you. And do you like the energy here in Colorado? Of course,
so
there's
far?
Only one answer. But and the altitude, it's a little high up here. You have to really breathe hard. And just think of Norma. I take a deep breath.
Is this mother-daughter? How lovely.
Lovely. Did you drive or fly? Fly.
I wish my mom would come to this with me. She won't.
Oh, yeah,
Always with the inversions this time of year.
Okay. Glad you're here.
Patricia Janish from Ventura, California. Where are you, Patricia? Hi, Patricia.
A lot of Californians. Hello. How are you? Canadians and Californians today.
Yeah, well, we got more. We've got Greg and Helen Nooney from Sioux City, Iowa.
All right.
Hello.
Good to see you, Greg. And as I'll mention a little later, I'm coming to your backyard in a couple of weeks with David McMaster. I thought it was closer. I thought Iowa was like, you know, really small. And you just told me it's like 5 hours away. But in Europe, that's about four countries away.
We have Jeff Danauer from Belton, Missouri. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. And Jeff, this is your first time at a live channel?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I thought, haven't you been to one of the workshops before?
No, I was mentioned here by Mr. Hughes from Missouri. Did you ever meet him?
Yes. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're here.
Okay. Then from Albuquerque, New Mexico, we have John McCurdy and Mary Beth Shewan.
Hello, John and Mary Beth.
Good to see you both. And known him forever, Terry Spires from Columbus, Ohio.
Terry Spires.
Karen Strever from Brigham City, Utah.
Utah.
Good that you could be here.
And we have got to get back to Utah, Salt Lake area for a workshop soon. We did one years ago, but there's an interesting energy there. You're from Brigham City?
Yeah.
Brigham City.
It's on my list.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
And we have Sherlyn Gildea. Hello.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Sisters.
Oh,
wow,
lovely. That's always nice.
That's always lovely to see mothers and daughters and sisters who show up for events and brothers and even married people, showing up. It's really nice. Couples.
I cringed a little bit about the Utah thing because I'm actually this month going to a Mormon wedding that I can't attend because I don't have the status to get inside. A family wedding. I'm not kidding.
She's going to drive her mom like 7 hours to go to this wedding for a niece, and then she has to sit outside in the steps. And then for the reception, she has to sit outside in the steps.
Yeah.
And I often think, Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, was a channeler. And I often think that...
Jeff, you just would never let me wear that underwear.
No, I would not. But we're going to make our own, the Crimson Circle Chambra underwear. But,
I love and respect my family, and I do truly respect the Mormons, but it is a little, that there are always aspects that are awkward.
Honor other practices, but boy, I just wouldn't necessarily want to do that ourselves. And could you imagine, you can't come into this holy sanctuary because you haven't evolved enough for anything.
Well, no, there's a checklist, but let's
right, okay. We'll move
on. I shouldn't have brought it up.
All right, and I have a little bit of an edge because Linda asked Tobias one time why I personally had a little bit of edge about the Mormons, and he said that I had done some work with Joseph Smith in a past life.
You helped create them.
So, well, we'll move on. So, welcome to everyone who's here from Utah and other places. And yes, comment about...
Actually, it's a very beautiful, beautiful
it's
part
beautiful,
of the country.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Okay, try to make amends here.
It's beautiful, and I love my
Actually,
Mormon relatives.
Linda and I did a workshop there with Norma and Garrett a couple of years ago, quite a few. And it was amazing. I mean, if you want to feel energy, that's a place to do it. And again, I had to keep breathing and keep honoring, but I actually would love to go back.
I honor them and love them enough and just hope that someday it's reciprocated.
Okay, well, we have a lot to cover, so...
I'm done.
We are going to move on, so to speak, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, well... we're going to talk about...
Where's your whistle?
Oh, wasn't there sound on that?
Where'd that sound come from? Oh.
It's off the video.
Okay.
So I found this clip and I loved it. It reminded me of Tobias.
Departure.
Talking about, back in 2007 about...
The train was leaving the station.
3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Quantum Leap. Whoops!
Jeff?
Is that on loop or something?
The Quantum Leap was 2007, wasn't it?
No, this is magic. See how...
The Quantum Leap was 2007.
No, but Tobias was last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. You'd think none of us ever watch TV. Since we've been together back in June, there's actually a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
It started out shortly after the last shout with a mental imbalance symposium. We'd never done it before. This was St. Germain's choice and desire. There was about 90 of us, I think, that gathered up in Breckenridge for the event. And I have to say, Linda and I were a little bit nervous about the thing.
Intimidated.
About what was going to happen. We had quite a few mental health care professionals in the audience as part of the staff, including Greg Nooney. And we had a psychiatrist from Denmark. Norma Delaney was one of the facilitators, and Dr. Doug Davies and Leslie Havim. So this is a pretty incredible staff. On top of that, the attendees, we had psychologists and therapists, healers, people who had been working in this field. So it was a new kind of a bar. But anyway, it was amazing. Went really, really well. 3 days of...
That's Dr. Davies with the mic. He has Adamus
talking,
interacted with him.
Talking to Adamus.
Yep.
And 3 days of a combination of really interesting channels about psychosis, neurosis, depression, mental imbalance of all
That's
sorts.
That's a nice picture
That's
of you.
That's Adamus, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
That's a really nice picture.
Yeah. And a lot of group breakout sessions, discussions that Adamus wanted us to have about our own experiences with mental imbalance, and Greg Nooney, of course. You know, it was not one of these high-energy, jump-up-and-down events. It was very profound and insightful, I think were the best words for it. The group there did a phenomenal job considering
the
energies.
My God, there's John Kaderka.
Yeah. It did a phenomenal job.
How come he's not behind the camera?
Huh?
How come he wasn't behind the camera?
I don't know. Dave took his picture.
Wow.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
We ended up with, after the three-day symposium, knowing a couple of things. One was that we have a long way to go on this.
Yep.
It was only a beginning. It was definitely not the end. And we'll go back to your picture, Terry. And two, we covered a lot of ground. Three, I think one of the biggest points that came out of this, in addition to the many, many sub-points about treating mental imbalance for anyone, whether they're a chambra or non, whether they're awakening or not, one of the biggest points that came out of it was to the facilitators, you really can't just treat, I'm not looking at you, Edith, but...
but go ahead.
You can't, all right, you can't just treat the person in front of you. You have to treat all of them, their aspects, their spirit. You have to go into the other realms.
Their whole self.
And he actually took us through several experiences of as a type of dream walk. We went to a real live mental institution and walked the corridors, felt the energy, and then went into the other realms and connected with the other portions of that person. Adamus talked about why traditional therapy is not as effective as it could be, why medications sometimes are more detrimental, and really taking a look at how to treat all of the different aspects and elements. It was stunning, but I think it left everybody saying, "What next?" It felt like an incredible beginning. And Linda and I want to thank everyone who was in attendance there or on the staff, because it was a profound new direction for all of us. In addition to that, I wanted to make one comment. Shortly after that, a week or so ago, we did a special teleclass, and it was just Linda and I talking about the difference between awakening, a spiritual awakening, or going crazy. And as we were preparing to do this class, it went out over a non-Crimson Circle network, so there was a lot of non-Chambra. I was really stumped because I personally did not know what the difference was between spiritual awakening or going crazy. So I took a deep breath and asked Adamus, and he was very indulging. And he said, the difference is that when somebody goes mentally imbalanced, goes crazy, what they're really doing is disassociating themselves from their spirit or from the God within. And it will lead to craziness. You can't be torn apart like that without something flipping out. So he said that's traditional going crazy. It's caused by trauma. It's caused by a lot of different things. But you're pulling away from your spirit. You're turning your back on spirit. Your spirit will therefore turn its back on you in a reflection or a response, and then you go crazy. Then I said, well, what's the difference then with a spiritual awakening? Because the symptoms are almost the same. Depression, anxiety, feeling of loneliness, and just basically wanting to get off the planet. And Adama said the difference is that in a spiritual awakening, you're actually releasing your identity. You're actually letting go of that identification you have with your human self and the human aspects. Therefore, it's a type of separation, and again, causes that feeling, but ultimately, you don't really separate, you integrate. So it provided me with some clarity on...
Almost the opposite, but a similar effect.
Similar symptoms, but very different end results. Very, very different. So we're on a roll now with Mental Imbalance. The next version is going to be in Berlin in October. I'll mention it in just a little bit. But now, the moment everybody's been waiting for. We had a magnificent time in July going to Europe. We went to Munich for the Midsummer New Energy Conference. Sold out, as David mentioned. Over 300 chambra in this beautiful little suburb outside of Munich. I guess if somebody said, well, how would you define it? I would say the speakers and the presenters were tremendously insightful. We had people like Norma and Garrett, amazing talk that they gave. Wendy Kennedy, who channels the Palladian Collective. Lee Harris, who channels the Zephariah. And a lot of presenters. It was amazing. And then, more than anything, it was just fun. I've never seen such a group of spiritual beings just have so much fun.
The celebration aspect was beyond words. And, you know, every now and then you see somebody do something. You'll see the video, but there was a point where there was kind of somebody that gave a talk, and all of a sudden I looked out into the seats and I saw, oh my God, there's sticks under everybody's chairs. I'm like, oh no, this is right up there with balloons.
And yeah. Do not give two sticks.
Don't give chambra toys.
Oh my God.
And literally, it was the most amazing thing at any different point, and you'll see it when we show this, I believe. Things were going on, and you know the range of the audience. I mean, we're talking very, you know, relatively young people, but a lot of much more mature, older people. And I just grinned because there were a couple people there that were really a couple kind of older with some health issues. And when I looked out, there wasn't a single, not one single person sitting. They were all up and they were all moving. And it happened repeatedly during the midsummer. It was just the most joyful thing to watch people truly experience that clearly and in that moment.
The video you're going to see was put together by Jean Kinder with photographs from Chambra who were at the event, and she did a magnificent job having just come back from a little vacation, well-deserved vacation, and putting this video together. So this will be both the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Munich and then the Salzburg New Energy Mystery School, kind of in all one big video. So
that's
we're going to ask if we could have the lights down so we can really see this. And get ready. We'll be right back.
starts with consciousness, awareness. Awareness, and that's what you are. So in this divine moment, be aware of your awareness. Aware of the I am. Oh, Caldera is so far gone right now. He's watching football. Take a deep breath and be aware of your aware. Feel it. Breathe it. Live it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No plan. Take a deep breath. Into your awareness. Feel that energy coming out of dormancy, coming out of neutral. Activate it to serve you. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in. It's just energy. It's raw. It's alive. It's ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's sexy.
Menteurs of qui, nos ocatomédies, sans peur, Jean Arrasson, du qui, le vent, Sylvain Chanson, de l'île d'Adamant, sans de Saint-Georges et par notre île.
Now, what do you want to do? What do you choose? What's in your heart? What is your soul desire?
Germany.
No more words now, just the jam. As you do, feel that awareness. Oh, yes. Get the rhythm, Chambra. Get the rhythm. Understand, Kutumi had an interesting method of communication, and simply, I cannot be outdone. So it is time for some, what do you say, Gerhardt, some DJ Adamas. John? Ready? I count of three. Thank you. those who wonder, inspire those who wonder, fire, inspire, fire consciousness.
Thank you.
And again, a very special thanks to Gene Tinder for putting together all those photos and footage. It was quite some events, as I hope you saw through that, but you really had to be there, I guess. Anyway, an amazing time. So
it was really, it was a good trip.
Yeah.
Easy,
so let's do a quick review about upcoming events.
Oh,
what's,
there we go. Here.
What's coming up next? Okay. So you ready?
You betcha, Bob.
Good.
No, I'm not ready, but I will be.
On Tuesday, a couple days from now, we're going to do the continuing teleclass regarding having a spiritual awakening. It'll be at noontime here, Denver time, but we are recording it. You can download it later on. But between Adamus really wanting to talk about the mental imbalance, it's inspired Linda and I to talk more about the awakening symptoms, what's really going on. And this isn't based on just Linda and I, it's based on all of us, the input, the feedback, the stories that we hear from everybody. But we collectively are putting together the information, a roadmap for those who are coming next, those who are going through
an
awakening.
They are coming now.
Yeah, they are. And we're seeing them at the workshops. And they're different. They're approaching the whole thing different than what we all did. But yet they're still going through a lot of the same things. Now they have the benefit of our stories, our experience, and what we could tell them. Just take a deep breath. It's nothing.
We can tell them. You can tell them it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's okay. And just when we've seen it happen many times, when these ones who are just starting to awaken, particularly the younger people, mm-hmm. show up at an event, you can tell they're almost terrified about what's going on in their lives. But when they take a look in your eyes and see you and what you've gone through and you say, it'll be okay. Ah, it just changes everything. So,
and the younger ones, they already know that they're different, and they don't necessarily have easy places to go to open up to it.
Yeah. So that's coming up Tuesday. It will be in the archives if you're not able to attend. First time in Fairfield, Iowa. That we're going up there on in a couple weeks. August 20th. There's a book signing and Adamus channel at the Revelation Bookstore, appropriately named. And anyway, looking forward to that first time in Fairfield. Ah.
Oh, this
Hannibal means, does everybody know Hannibal or know
oh
about Hannibal?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Well, if you don't know Hannibal,
you got a chance.
You want to get to know him. We met him for the first time in Kauai about
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And at first it was like, outrageous, and I wasn't sure how to take it. We got to know him. We got to
love
him.
Very expressive man.
Very expressive. He was living in Vienna, and actually, truly, the way it happened, long before we met him, he went to an SES class in Vienna, Austria.
He was so taken by it
that he took it three times, and it said it absolutely
changed
blew his life apart, changed his life, and now he put it together in an amazing, amazing way. He's a joy to work with. He was one of the facilitators up in Kelowna, Canada for the Mystery School.
He joyfully expresses new energy in an incredibly outward way.
And Hannibal is going to be here Friday, September 3rd, right here, Coal Creek Canyon Hall.
This hall.
From 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock doing his Finding Your Authentic Voice workshop. Linda and I are going to take the workshop, if at all possible, even though we're leaving
right after that
to go to Europe. But we're going to try to make sure, because he's outrageous. He's amazing. He will get you to find your voice.
We have never seen anyone that can help anyone feel more safe to start to express who you are. He's incredible, and he will also be doing some private session work. He has a little bit of time, and I've already booked one of those.
Oh, you have?
You bet.
You didn't tell me about that. Well, I'll have to book some, too. You know, I can't sing. The only time...
You sure been trying.
...in the history of my life that I sang openly was in Kauai with Hannibal. He was singing, and I was so caught up in the moment that I burst out, and I actually sang. I mean, I can talk, but I can't sing.
Hannibal, what I believe is, he is so outrageous that you can't top his outrageousness, and that's what makes it so comfortable to work with him.
Hannibal, of course, this shot, for those who know, is taken from the recent America's Got Talent, where he made
the
it
semifinals.
Into the semifinals. The story's not over yet, but I can't say more, other than he'll be right here. Hannibal is such a character. And again,
outrageous.
If you don't know who he is, he's been featured on America's Got Talent, a lot of their promo videos. He was on E! Entertainment. We're going to show you that clip in just a minute. E! Entertainment is kind of a... The Soup. On The Soup.
Right.
And Monday, he's going to be on The Tonight Show with Howie Mandel. Our Hannibal. Hannibal will be the first to tell you that the journey's not easy. He went through his own very difficult deconstruction process, and he said, what the hell, I'm just going to get out there and do it. He is becoming a national celebrity. Howie Mandel loves him, called him up. He just sent us an email. I said, yeah, guess who called today? Howie. Guess what he wanted? Me to be on The Tonight Show with him. And so he's going to be on a Monday. Gene, could we play this? Let's get the lights off first, and then play a short clip from The Soup. The Soup is like entertainment.
It's fine.
On America's Got Talent, we're still reeling from last week's heartbreaking elimination of animal hat designer, opera singer Hannibal Means, seen here warming up.
All right, come on over.
But this week, the audience continued this season's trend of booing anyone who speaks the truth.
It's just overgrown school children in robot costumes. That's all it is. It is. If this was...
How dare you, sir? These are not robot costumes. We are a juvenile GWAR cover band.
What is their talent besides keeping their virginity? Here to tell us more about this season is America's Got Talent's newest judge, Howie Mandel! Yeah!
Thank you, Howie. You know what? This season, please, sit down. Sit down.
Reeling from last week's heartbreaking elimination of animal hat designer, opera singer Hannibal Means, seen here warming up.
All right, come on over.
But this week, the audience continued this season's trend of booing anyone who speaks the truth.
It's just overgrown school children in robot costumes. That's all it is. It is. If this was...
How dare you, sir? These are not robot costumes. We are a juvenile GWAR cover band.
What is their talent besides keeping their virginity? Here to tell us more about this season is America's Got Talent's newest judge, Howie Mandel!
Yeah! Thank you, Howie. You know what? This season, please, sit down. That's not necessary. We have had more talent than ever. It's like the opposite of what happened to E when you joined.
Well, have you had a favorite?
Well, that's a tough call. It's Hannibal Means, my favorite contestant who doesn't scare me at all.
Thank you, Howie. I made you a hat. This infant on a hat will be your spirit guide.
Well, why would I need a spirit guide hat?
Everyone needs a spirit guide hat. This is mine. Yeah. My spirit guide is... McCallum 12-year-old Scouts!
McCallum!
Hey, thanks for coming here to promote the show.
Oh,
hogwash! We came here to promote our new buddy cop show, Hannibal and the Cannibal.
On NBC!
I play a brilliant opera singer slash cop, and he plays a cannibal who is a terrible judge of talent.
It's true. I play Piers Morgan. He has an insatiable appetite for human flesh. Every episode, he sings something while I eat a person. good TV.
I'd watch that. Howie Mandel and Hannibal Meade, everyone. Oh, will you come get your guy? Come grab him. Wow.
All right, that's...
Come on.
And it started with SES.
Here a few months ago, actually.
Yeah. I forgot, May, I think, yeah. And anyway, if you get a chance, it's so amazing to work with Hannibal because he's so outrageous, and he makes
and
you...
And real.
And real and fun. And anyway, it's been such a...
He can even get you to sing from Jerusalem.
Don't go there. he'll be here. Celebrity status right here in Coal Creek Canyon. It's the day before the next monthly meeting. So hopefully you'll be able
to
do it.
If you'd like to sign up even today, and space is a very limited space. You can sign up with over at the registration desk if you'd like to sign up now. But honestly, he's truly worth it, and it's a good
so
deal.
It's so fun to watch.
I think it's $80 for the workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, geez, time's running out. Okay.
Yeah, we're having fun.
It was fun. You know, it's fun to tell stories, particularly like that. Coming up in September, it's our European book tour. Pleased to announce that we met with a publisher, Random House, when we were in Germany. It was really cool. They treated us like we were big-time authors. The book is now number 3 in Random House's repertoire of books.
The spiritual books.
Spiritual books. The first printing was in April this year. They had to reprint again in June because they've been selling out. And on Amazon.de, in the spiritual category, the book is number 9. So it's like, who would have known? So we're doing a book tour, Darmstadt, Hanover, Munich, Salzburg, Bern, and Zurich. And, of course, it is organized by the incredible Wolfing von Rohr.
Huge thanks to Wolfing.
Who, by the way, won the Inspiring Consciousness Award at the Midsummer Conference. So, cool. Thank you, Wolfing.
He earned it.
October, we're going to make a guest appearance at the St. Germain Zuckenfucken Congress. That's something like that. Does anybody know German? Can anybody?
It doesn't matter. Did you hear that somebody invited Adamus to channel at their channeling?
It's an Adamus conference. And
what are they thinking? We will have stories.
It'll be great. And this means future Congress, I believe.
Are we recording this
future
so they can
Congress.
Hear what you said?
So it'll be St. Germain's future Congress in Hamburg.
Do you think he'll be able to behave?
So, no, it's...
Thank you.
He will.
Since when?
We'll have recordings and photographs.
I'm bringing my own
camera. The weekend
camera.
After that is the Mental Imbalance Symposium in Berlin, Germany. We have a lot of facilitators in Chamba already signing up. I think it's about half sold out right now, and we really haven't announced it.
Don't
so
delay.
It should be good. And that's sponsored by Sandra Heuschmann and Wolfgang Reitel.
And it's
in Berlin.
At the Muggelsee Hotel, which is on a lake, so it's in Berlin. So it's a very, very beautiful setting for this workshop.
The Muggelsee
Hotel. Yeah, the Muggelsee. Don't you like that?
And then the weekend after that, it's the channeling workshop in Budapest, Hungary. That should be really phenomenal energy for that. And that's sponsored by Alfred and Tamea.
Yes.
So that's October. Whoa! Guess what's happening? Guess why we're wearing the shirts? We are announcing today. We weren't even sure we'd be able to announce it today, but Susie and Linda got the details pulled together. We're doing a special Adamus Mystery School in Kauai in March.
Can you put that mix together? Mystery school in Kauai?
And it's,
can you imagine that energy?
It's 6 days. It's March 13th through the 18th. We'll be doing morning sessions with Adamus, and then in the afternoon, we do group outings. We go up to Waimea Canyon, the beach at the end of the road, which is really the most beautiful. All sorts of activities. Plus, we have some dinners included. And
it's stunningly beautiful place. It's one of my all-time favorites. It looks like heaven.
It does. We have a special to the monastery, the
Hindu temple. And we have a bigger special guest.
And guess, before the celebrity rang in, we had already arranged. Because
we booked him before everybody else did.
We had so much fun with Hannibal the last time we were there that he's agreed to come for this one. So that's going to be amazing.
Really, really, if you haven't had the chance to experience Kauai, I really invite you to consider it. It's just an unmatchable energy. The discovery there, the personal discovery that that energy nurtures, that that energy presents, is stunning. I can't think of a better place to birth a new energy.
It's available to the CC Angels for sign-up. I think, Susie, will they be able to sign up?
Now.
Now?
Yes.
For the CC Angels? Soon. All right.
Tonight, when Michelle gets home. After Michelle gets home.
And then it'll be available for general registration by Friday. So do make sure to check out the website. We'll limit it to 80 attendees.
Yeah.
And
Angels get 3 days advance.
3 days advance.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on. There's another one. Oh, February.
Egypt.
I'm so sorry.
This
sold out like in 6 days. It was amazing. So that's in February. Wow. And the other thing, before we do that, the other thing I wanted to announce really quick, we just finished the details this week. The Midsummer New Energy Conference for 2011 will be back in Santa Fe.
All right.
And it looks like it will be... Labor Day weekend. We've got some great rates, and Linda and Susie have found some. I think we've narrowed it down to one or two hotels at this point, but it will be back in Santa Fe. And we have some really top-notch...
besides Adamus.
Well-known people
I know.
That have agreed to speak at this. We can't announce it yet.
Because we have to finalize it. But
some big names. So.
Yeah, we're lucky. We'll let you know as soon as we know. But once it's ready, we want you to not delay.
Okay. Now it's time for the Crimson Circle launch pad.
All right.
We're going to do it a little different. The purpose of the launch pad is to inspire and encourage by sharing stories about other Chambra around the world who are creating things, whether it's books, workshops,
making it
music,
happen.
Whatever it happens to be. When we started the Launchpad, we couldn't find enough people to even fill the slot. So sometimes we'd have somebody, sometimes not. Now we get dozens of requests every month. So what we're going to do, Linda and I will feature a few here on the Launchpad, and then the rest of them will be in the newsletter and on the website. So we have two this month that we'll be featuring.
And again, the real goal here is to acknowledge Chambra creating.
Yeah, the level of creations has gone up exponentially in the last couple of years. So our first launch pad creation, Linda?
Shira Gildea, and she has done a book for children, and the book is called Loving All the Colors. And it's a beautiful book because it's very simple. It's meant for the youngest of humans, for really young children. And essentially, it talks about the perspectives of color. How is color perceived? And she finds ways to talk about that. For instance, a grasshopper's world is beautiful in green.
And it's a children's book, and it's very easy to read. But
you couldn't put it down.
No, I loved it because actually, as you pointed out, Shira, in your information, that it teaches the difference between thinking and knowing. And imagine letting kids know that there is a difference, as well as teaching the diversity of all of us.
Well, and again, it's about the sense of color, not the thought about color. It's the sense of color. Anyway, she beautifully explains how different creatures experience color. See? Mm-hmm. And at the end, of course, the message is a sweet one. The message shows that all the colors are perceived with value and love. And the butterfly, of course, sees all the colors, and so should we see all the colors in humans. and love each and understand that all are beauty. So this is a very, very simple and easy way to communicate the most simple message to children, and I can think of a few adults.
To a lot of adults. Actually, I think we should start with adults and then work the way down.
So it's truly a beautiful creation and just starts with how to present the sensing of things, and the color is a beautiful way to do this. And in essence, it's, we always talk about, well, SES is so important. This idea of accepting all and being clear about accepting all is an SES objective now here in a book for a very young child.
So let's take a deep breath and give a lot of our launch pad energy to Shira for her new creation. Take a deep breath. Thank you. And
thank
a big
you,
hand
Sean.
Also. Congratulations. Go ahead and stand up.
Congratulations.
Go ahead and stand up.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for being here and doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This creation was created over 5 years ago when Tobias said, stop thinking and stop talking and sit down and do it. Write the book, paint the picture, sing the song. And I was a librarian at an elementary school, and I'd been thinking and talking about it for a long time. But when I sat down with pen in hand, it just flowed out.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how
it
that happens?
It was amazing. So it's easy. Once you give intent and allow it to happen.
And once you stop thinking about it, and
yeah.
you just do it,
just
that's the important
come
part.
Come out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Too easy to come up with the reasons not to do it. Congratulations for doing
it. Then you can find out more. Thank you, Shira. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the book or order it at www.shiragildea.com. S-H-I-R-G-I-L-D-E-A.com.
And she has the book here as well.
Whoa, don't say that. People online will get upset. No, it's more expensive
here. Just got to be here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's take a deep breath for our second launch pad for the day. It's somebody I think a lot of you know, somebody that Linda and myself and the Crimson Circle staff worked with closely for a number of years, has now gone back to Holland and is doing doing personal coaching. Jan Brouwer. Jan has developed something called the SHIFT program. That's S-H-I-F-T program.
Oh, there's an extra letter.
And Jan's developed a really unique and interesting way of working with those who are going through the awakening process. And he points out, particularly those who are, we all get stuck, and sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. You need somebody to bounce ideas off of. Well, Jan's put this together in a way that you can work from home. You don't actually have to be there in Holland. He provides homework and information on a daily basis, and then together with a small group you meet on the internet on a weekly basis. And it's really designed to inspire, to stimulate, to encourage, and to let you know you're not alone. So I think it's a new way of teaching, a new way of learning, and a new way of getting into the some of the deeper levels of the work that we're all doing. So congratulations, Jan, on launching the SHIFT program. You can find out more about it at www.theshiftprogram.com. It's a beautiful website, very well laid out, very easy to read, and Jan makes it very understandable if you want to participate in that.
Congratulations, Jan.
So let's take a deep breath and help Jan launch the SHIFT program. Way to go, Jan. And Jan, say hi to Yvette for us as well. Okay, as we come into our closing moments, two quick things.
Where'd
for Schomburg News.
This?
No, this is not anything testy. So for Schomburg News today, quick update we do have all of the Midsummer Conference audio files available as a download. I believe we have some here today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have the physical CD kit, or you can order them online. It's about 7 or 8 hours worth of channels, presentation, and you catch some of the music, not all of it. But if you want to really, hear what Katumi and Adamas and the Palladian Collective and Zephariah and Andra said, it's a great product. And I think, Michelle, do you remember how much we're selling that for?
$125 for
a
CD set.
$125 for a CD set, $95 for digital download. Okay. And then next, I thought this was kind of interesting. Oh, this wasn't what I was talking about. Make sure to check out the Chambra Monthly Magazine. We email it out if you're on the database, or you can download it from the homepage, the Crimson Circle homepage. There's great articles and information about workshops and products and activities. So I know a lot of people say, I never get it. Well, you might either check your junk mail or just sign up to be on our database. We only send out 2 things a month from main Crimson Circle.
You also need to check your... I forget sometimes where I've set things that download where they're supposed to show up. And if, like, you have some odd folder, you'll never see them. And it happens.
And just a quick story as we part. This is about Terrell.
One more story.
Let me do this. This is about Terrell Pettersen in Norway, a Chambra we've known for a number of years. She finally decided to buy her first brand new car. I mean, she always had used cars, but brand new car. And she wanted to let everybody know about who she is, what she does. She is standing in front of her brand new car. She had the little decoration put on the side. And when I saw the picture, I just had to laugh. She has the Chambra-inspired logo on the side of our brand new car. So, Terrell's new car.
And then my segue to that is Terrell happens to be, as so many of us are, part of Chambra Institute. And I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we have a number of Chambra all over the world that teach the most beloved material that Adamas and Saint Germain have presented to us. And I invite you, if you're interested in any of those classes, including Adamas's Dreamwalker Death, Dreamwalker Birth, Dreamwalker Ascension, SES, which was Tobias's Love, Aspectology, which was also Tobias's, and New Energy Syncretize, please go to the Chambra Institute under the calendar, and there are classes by the teachers that are trained with the original channels, teaching those classes all over the world. I actually went to look, and it was actually overwhelming to try to list them all, but we'll come up with a better way to do that. We'd also like to mention that Jeff and I realized we can't do all the teacher training. And there is quite a lot of teacher training going on. And you should, if you're interested and loved any of those classes and think you'd like to teach them, they're also listed on the calendar. We have wonderful mentor teachers. And we have upcoming mentor classes like Dreamwalker Birth, which is going to be taught in September in Salt Lake, Utah, and with the mentor teacher. That would be Kathleen Hollis. We have and Budapest, Hungary. And we have Aspectology. We have teacher training for Aspectology. That's going to be in Kelowna, Canada, upcoming shortly. In Germany, that'll be taught in German soon. It's already going to be taught in English. We have it being, let's see, where else? Anyways, I don't want to... We're going to have a way to print this and scroll this. But please, if you're interested, Dreamwalker Death teacher training in Bucharest. So please go to the website if you would like to attend a class or perhaps be a teacher of one of the Chambra Institute classes that you attended. So we honor and love the Chambra Institute people, all their passion for the material and the joy that they do what they do. In fact, just for a moment, if you're a Chambra Institute teacher and you're in this room right now, stand up. And if you're at home, stand up. We love you. They can feel it. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. So if you're interested, you can contact them. It's just one of the most beautiful things of all the things we do.
Great. Thank you. So with that, we're going to head into break in just a moment, but we also want to acknowledge the staff and the crew and everybody who helps make the webcast possible. It's a lot of work when you think about converting this community center up here in Coal Creek Canyon into a production studio, putting up all the equipment, taking it down, and making it accessible free of charge to everyone around the world. So a big hand to the entire staff and crew. And also a special thanks to all the international translators and website hosts. The materials translated into 23 different languages. And even as we're talking right now, there's translators around the world who are transmitting it in their native language for their listeners. So thank you to all the translators and web hosts. So with that, we're going to take a little bit of a break here in beautiful Colorado.
Because it's time for the potluck and a break.
Potluck and break. So we'll see you in 30 minutes.